the loving Father. Of all the gifts God gave us, the Holy Spirit is going to pour into our hearts the gift of piety. You know, we so misunderstand what this gift is, and yet I do not think there is needed in our day more of all the gifts we've discussed, whether it's knowledge or understanding or counsel or wisdom or courage, the gift of piety. Piety is the right relationship with God the Father. And of all the damaged communication today, if the gospel message is not being heard, what is not being heard is that God loves us as a father loves a child. Now, the failure of that communication is because there is no more damaged relationship in our day than that of the father with the child. The relationship of a father with his child. Wherever I have gone, I'm a priest 60 years. The title that was given to us when we were ordained was father. Can you think of the horror in our day? You know, when I was first ordained, to think of a pedophile priest was so unimaginable. The relationship, the spiritual relationship of a priest with his people, a father. Even though I was only 25 years old, people who were in their 60s and 70s would call me father. People had a relationship with me at that time. But what has happened in the deepening brokenness in the human family that I have experienced over these years is the relationship of the ordinary dad with his children. The relationship of a father to his child. Because of divorce, because of the sexual revolution of the 60s and 70s, because of the distancing of a father with his children. So many times the father is absent, distant, not present to his children. Because of maybe work, I know there are dads who take care of their children and stay-at-home dads whose wives work. So we have that phenomenon in our day. Still, the image of the relationship of a child with his father in almost all of the experience that I've had is so broken. So what is there more than we need now than for the Holy Spirit in this Pentecost to give us a new gift of piety? Beloved brothers and sisters, we are children of God. God is our Father. And it's the Spirit who is poured into our hearts that has us cry, Abba, Father. Every one of us, when we were baptized, has been given the gift of piety. And we have a right relationship with our Father, who is God. In our needs, in our lives, so many of us grow up, and this is the result of a lack of piety in our lives, that right relationship with the Father. Fear. We have been so fearful. God is there, and God is with us every moment of our lives. But so many of us grow up from the age of 3 and 4, and the terror and fear that is around us. Because of the absence and the relationship of God who is going to take care of us. How do I learn that God will care for me? By the man that was given to me, my dad. And so many times that person who bears that name, father, dad, is not present. I heard recently of, and it was a, there's the enormous thing that happened in a collapse of a building. And the rubble and the, was so covering. And this child was in there crying and crying. And finally, you know, this father just kept digging and digging and going. And it was days and days before. And finally, when the father got to the place where his child was, the child said, "Dad, I knew you'd come. I knew you would come." That relationship that that father had with that child, that kept that child in hope underneath all that rubble for all that time. God, in the midst of our storms and distresses and sufferings, like Jesus, Jesus had this relationship with his father on the night before he was going to die. Jesus knew that the cross was ahead of him. And in the 17th chapter of John, he gives us what all of us want to have with God. When Jesus had said this, he raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that he may give eternal life to all you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. I glorify you on earth by accomplishing the works that you have given me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with the glory that I had before the world began. I revealed your name to them whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them, and they accepted them, and they truly understand that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me out of the world, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have glorified them. And now I no longer am in this world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one, even as I am in you and you are in me. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I granted and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the one who is the son of perdition, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to you while I'm yet in the world, so that they may know and share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. We are those that Jesus has revealed this message to. You are Christ in the world today. You do not belong to the world. You belong to the Father. And Jesus has gone to the Father, and he has sent us his Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come upon us. The gift of piety is that the relationship that he had with his Father is the same relationship that you and I have with the Father. Just as he is one with the Father, he is one with you, and he is one with me. Jesus in me, Jesus in you. Gift of piety is that he in you, you in him, can completely and totally depend on the Father. You and the Father. What does this do? In the midst of the carrying of the cross, he invites us, and he knows, and he's going to tell us, that the world will not accept us, just as it didn't accept him. But do not be afraid. In fact, he said, my joy is that I have done the will of the Father. In the doing of that will, that you and I are one with him, and he in me, and you in me, the gift of piety, the Abba, the Father, that is your Father and my Father, will keep me and protect me and preserve me from all harm and danger. He did not fear when he went to the cross. He kept telling us, do not be afraid. I am with you. The Father is with you. The Holy Spirit is prepared to be with you. Look at the example of the apostles. The apostles in the Acts of the Apostles are Peter is filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit, who keeps protecting him, guiding him, directing him, even with him. And like Jesus, he too winds up being crucified in that place that we call St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. They were going to kill Peter, and he said, I am not worthy to be crucified. I denied my master. I will be crucified, but not right side up. Crucify me upside down. They killed him. And he was filled with joy that he could be a witness and a martyr. Peter, whose three silly little girls had him deny him, deny Jesus at the trial of Jesus. Peter has all this courage. From what? From the Holy Spirit. From being united with Jesus. By being transformed into Jesus. That same Holy Spirit is in you and in me. We are the family of God. There is no more important power today. So often, I know in my own experience, I have shared this before, but I remember, why didn't I know this about my life and my baptism? As a child of God, I was a member of the Catholic Church. I never missed Mass. But did I have that relationship with my Father? When I was 21 years old, and I was at Catholic University in Washington, and I read Mystici Corporis, the mystical body of Christ. And there my eyes were opened to the identity of who I am as a child of God, as a baptized, confirmed Catholic Christian. There, five of us, studying Mystici Corporis, the mystical body of Christ. It was an encyclical written by Pius XII. The Church is the body of Christ. The Church is the mystical body of Christ. We have a physical body. We have a head and members. The church is a body. Its head is Jesus, who has suffered, died, rose from the dead. We just celebrated the resurrection, ascended into heaven at the right hand, and sent his Spirit. And that's what we're going to be celebrating on Pentecost. Upon the apostles, and they become the body. They become the mystical body. Peter and James and John and the apostles and the baptized. They are drawn into, incorporated. Corporate is the body, incorporated. They are living members of his mystical body. When this happened to them in the first century, they had the right relationship with the Father. Listen how Paul, who was baptized into Christ Jesus, speaks of it in the third chapter of the Corinthians, of the third chapter of Ephesians. In the 14th verse, we read, "For this reason I kneel before the Father." The Father is the Father of Paul. The Father is the Father of Jesus. Our Father. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family, the McGregors, the Essefs, and every family in the world, in heaven and on earth, is named, that he may grant you, in accordance with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones, that is, those in heaven and here on earth, what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And this 20th verse, "Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we can ask or imagine." Imagine, God is my Father. Whatever I ask of him, he can accomplish far more than all we can ask or imagine by the power at work within us, that Holy Spirit. To him be glory in the church, this body in the church, and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, our generation, this 21st century, forever and ever, until all eternity. We are the body of Christ. God is my Father, and piety is the gift that I receive. When I started to explain to you that I didn't know this, I went home and I said to my dad, "Dad, why didn't you teach me this?" We talked back and forth for the longest time that he is a child of God. You see, fathers, I'm particularly talking to you priests and you fathers of families. We just had Mother's Day, but this problem, I believe, is so with us because of this gift of piety. Fathers, you must be a child before you can be a father. My dad said that I couldn't teach you this because I myself had never experienced what it is to be a child. In growing up, the demands of my life were so great, I assumed them, and therefore my knowledge of God as my father, his father was an immigrant. He didn't speak English. They grew up poor. They had a lot of stresses and strains in their life, being called by names, being made fun of, ridiculed, not being able to go to school. So many, and then he, my dad, had to assume so many responsibilities. And so God was there. His father, his earthly father, was there, but he didn't experience what it was to be a child. So many times his dad threatened to go back to the old country and leave everything here. So many times he grew up with such fears and insecurities as an immigrant family. He was the first generation born in America, and all of the stresses that went with it. And so his childhood was marred with so many fears and anxieties. He was a Catholic. He was going to remain a Catholic. He was baptized. He was confirmed as a Maronite Catholic Christian. But he didn't know what it was to be a child. And then we had that whole generation of self-made men. So that he was a man, and he now became a father to me. But when was he dependent on God to take away his fear? And praise be to God. And he said to me, "You know, John, if you didn't teach me, I wouldn't have known. You have fathered me." And I really believe many of us need to be fathered, who are fathers. I am a priest for 60 years. And you priests, brothers, I gave a retreat to bishops. And one of the bishops said he never experienced God as his father. He never experienced it. That God was his father. That just as Jesus, who was united with that bishop, had God as his father, so was that bishop. You priests and bishops and fathers of families, you are a child of the Almighty God. Your father made the universe. Your father made the hills and the stars that are in this Milky Way are only one of this galaxy of 900,000. Your father is all powerful. Your father is the eternal God. Why are you afraid? Your father is God. This is what this gift will give us. When he, the Holy Spirit, comes into our hearts, he will fill us with this power of piety, a right relationship with the Father. God has given us all things. In that prayer that Jesus says in the 17th chapter, and he goes on to pray, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their words." That's us. "So that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one." If the world needs anything today, it needs a sign of community and unity. Everything in the world is being split. Families are being divided. Husbands and wives and children, brothers and sisters, parishes, dioceses, families, the church, everything is being split. What do we need? Piety, oneness in Christ, that the Spirit will be poured into our hearts and cry out, Abba, Father. The word Abba is not really father. It's daddy. It's the Hebrew word, the baby word for father. Be a child. This gift is so important for all the members of the church to be children of God. And through being children, now we can be fathers. That glory that the Father has given to the Son and glorifying the Son, we may become radiant with the power of God through the Holy Spirit. The world needs these lights, these signs of love that piety will give us. What a great time we have as we prepare for Pentecost this year. My prayer is, my brothers, especially you, brothers of mine, those of you who are single and have a life that your uncles and that your brothers to your family, men, become truly sons of God, that we may have this right relationship. Does this mean that you, my sisters, daughters of God, you have piety also? The power that you have to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, to stop being afraid. So many times, if you're a little girl and you didn't have a mother who cared for you, and you grew up fearful, and you didn't have a dad, that you grew up and you thought, I have to be protecting myself. A daughter of God. The daughter of God, who is the Queen of Peace, is Mary. Not once, no matter how she was tempted, and even as she stood beneath the cross, even when her son was being beaten and died, she was filled with the power of God by depending on God, that God would not abandon her and her son, that God would be truthful and God would be there and God would sustain her. Never did she break down. No, she truly has earned that title, the Queen of Peace. She is the Queen of Martyrs also. She's the Queen of all witnesses. Look at her, strong. What does the scripture say? I hate these images of Mary falling apart and weeping and broken. No, she stood beneath the cross, is what the scripture said. And when she went out, I have this image, especially when he fell. My interpretation is that she broke through the crowd and she took her son and his face in her hands and said to him, Son, you can do it. You can do it. Your father wants you to. And he got up. And he did go to Calvary. And he did die. And he gave his life to do the will of his father. As he said there at the Last Supper, all of us are going to be challenged to do the will of our Father, men and women, and in a special way today, to pray to God, our Father, to give us the grace of being truly, totally dependent on the Father. All things, Jesus said, that I have come from the Father. and the Father and I are one. What strength and what power lies in Jesus?
It makes almost every day Father's Day, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. The beautiful gift of, you know, don't we say every day, Our Father? Don't we even say that many times a day? To make ourselves Father-centered would be a very beautiful gift to get this piety. I believe, you know, when I hear, there's nothing in the world that I can't do with my Father's help. And that's what the angel told Mary. With God, nothing is impossible.
Any final thoughts, Monsignor?
I would love to just pray this prayer with you. Abba, Abba Father, you are the potter. We are the clay, the work of your hands. Mold me and fashion me into the image of Jesus, your Son, of Jesus, your Son. Abba. The Father bless you. The Son, unite your heart with the Father's, and the Spirit be poured into your heart so that you can cry, Abba, Father. And Mary, the Mother of Jesus, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Monsignor.